So I got a text from my aunt that said that the house that I grew up in was gone.
Amy Schaefer lived in Paradise, California until she was 7 years old. After that, several weeks of summer vacation were spent in the secluded community with her grandmother.
And it was on this huge piece of land, and it was surrounded by 100-foot trees in every direction. The limbs would be low to the ground, and we would build forts. And that's what made it special. You went there, and everything that was going on in the world around you disappeared. Looking back now, it's obvious that, yeah, when you live in a forest, you could lose your home at any time.
Schaefer's 101-year-old grandmother lived in their Paradise family home until just a few years ago before moving to Logan, Utah to be closer to her granddaughter.
I don't think she'll ever understand the magnitude of that the whole entire city is gone. You know, we actually debated whether to tell her or not completely because we didn't want to break her heart.
At first, she says following media reports about the fire was consuming her mind, her time, and emotional energy. Even now, she runs errands and cares for her three boys with phone in hand, waiting for another text from her aunt.
We have a couple friends that are still unaccounted for. One of my father's best friends is still unaccounted for as well. It's heartbreaking. I would do anything to be there right now.
While she can't make the trip to the temporary tent city there, Schaefer is using her phone to follow a Cache Valley family who packed their pickup truck with supplies for survivors. They send her photographs, and she's using social media to help raise funds to help rebuild.
You know, when I went there, there was no cable. There was no internet. There was no Wi-Fi. There was the trees, and nothing from the outside could get in.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.